Good morning. Today is 10th of September 2018. We welcome you to IGSL Morning Podcast. Indian shares closed higher for the second day running on Friday after an overnight fall in oil prices and further recovery in rupee. Oil prices held steady on Friday after falling over 1% on Thursday after the release of mixed inventory data. The rupee was trading higher by 29 paise at 71.70 Friday afternoon as the dollar fell against the yen amid reports that Japan may be the next target of US President Donald Trump's trade war. BSE Sensex ended up 147 points even as underlying sentiment remained cautious ahead of a pending decision on $200 billion of Chinese goods, while Nifty ended up 52 points. Mahindra and Mahindra, Bharati Airtel, Lupin, Bajaj Auto and Hero MotoCorp jumped 4-5% in the Nifty pack, while SBI, Sun Pharma, Power Grid, Adani Ports and Yes Bank tumbled 2-5%. News updates. Sun Pharma slumps on report of FDA observations on Halol plant. US FDA issued 6 observations on company's Halol factory following its inspection in August. Negative for Sun Pharma. India aims to have at least 15% of the vehicles on its roads to be electric in 5 years, an official said, signaling the government's wish to join a long list of countries around the world that are already seeking to cut fossil fuels aggressively. Positive for M&M, Tata Motors and Maruti Suzuki. Maruti Suzuki commences fleet testing of electric vehicles in India. Working towards its commitment to bring electric vehicle in India by 2020. Infosys Temasek announced joint venture in Singapore. Infosys says JV to support Temasek's digital transformation. The JV will integrate teams of Infosys and the operations of Temasek's subsidiary Trusted Source. The board of Thyrocare Technologies has decided to buy back equity shares for an amount not exceeding 63 crore. Market view. Nifty in start of the week couple of days we seen some sharp downside and profit booking, but in last 3 consecutive days Nifty struggling between 11,430 to 11,400 level acting as support and making higher high level and on closing basis forming a bullish hammer candlestick pattern. Due to depreciation of the rupee versus the dollar, higher crude prices and worries over a trade war between the United States and China were the main reason for the first half of the week for the major fall. Nifty might trade positively Monday and might try to touch the immediate 11,650 level, which can act as resistance and support would be around 11,550 level. For further details refer IGSL Market Insight report on InventureGrowth.com. Download and trade with IGSL mobile app for live trade notifications. Have a profitable day.